It's Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. The state budget deadline is just over a month away. A new hotline connects you with the Aging and Disability Resource Center. A Madison judge announces she is running for state Supreme Court, and milkweed is the state's plant of the year. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Governor Tony Evers was asked about state budget negotiations as he kicked off his annual pothole patrol tour in Wausau on Tuesday.
From my vantage point, we got to make sure our university system and our K through 12 system are doing well, and it's not doing well when we have people, school districts going to referendum every other year to keep their doors open. So we got a long ways to go.
The Democratic governor said it's too soon to say what tax cuts in the final budget might look like, but the current two-year budget runs out at the end of June, and the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee is now working on the budget for the next 2 years. A new hotline will help you get in touch with Wisconsin's Aging and Disability Resource Centers. Sean Maloney calls in.
ADRCs help connect older adults and those with disabilities to supportive resources like health and social services, financial and employment assistance, transportation, and in-home care. Governor Tony Evers says ADRCs play a critical role as a bridge to support services for Wisconsinites who are aging or have a disability. The toll-free hotline has Hmong and Spanish translators and will work to connect callers with local ADRC agencies. A new searchable online resource can be found at findmyadrc.org, and the hotline number is 1-844-WIS-ADRC. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A liberal judge announces she's running for Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Chris Taylor, a Madison-based judge on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals, announced Tuesday she'll challenge incumbent conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley in 2026. Taylor ran unopposed for an open seat on the appeals court in 2023. She represented a Madison district in the state assembly from 2011 until 2020, when Governor Tony Evers appointed her to the Dane County Circuit Court seat, left vacant when current Justice Jill Karofsky won her election. A win by Taylor or another liberal would further tip the balance in the court in favor of liberals, 5-2. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A proposal at the state capitol looks to expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Ted Allen has a story.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources names its 2025 Plant of the Year. Bob Haig digs in.
The DNR Rare Plant Monitoring Program selected milkweed, the only plant where monarch butterflies lay their eggs and the only food monarch caterpillars eat. Monarchs breed in Wisconsin during the spring and summer months and need milkweed to survive. The DNR encourages people to keep planting milkweed to help the monarch population. 5 of the 13 milkweed varieties native to Wisconsin are listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. A list of native plant sales and native plant nurseries is available on the DNR website. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.